This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Well, today we're joined by one of South Africa's leading kosher culinary innovators. His name is Doron Gavronsky. Doron, can you hear us? We were having issues earlier.
How's it, guys? How you doing?
Great. Great to have you on board, Doron. Okay, so just allow me to introduce you and just give all listeners a bit of background into who Doron Gavronsky is. Doron is a professional chef, also an entrepreneur and the founder of Chef En Route, known for delivering high-end kosher dining experiences from luxury private events to unforgettable meals in the African bush. We're going to unpack that as we chat along. But beyond catering, Doron is also passionate about education, mentorship, and developing the next generation of chefs through his culinary school, helping elevate kosher cuisine across South Africa. Doron, once again, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Let's take a look at the journey into food, how it all began with you, Doron. So what first sparked your passion for cooking, and at what point did you realize kosher cuisine would become your speciality?
So good afternoon, everyone, all the way from Ngorongoro Crater here in Tanzania.
Wow.
It's a beautiful day.
Must pay that a visit, crater. But okay, that's for another discussion.
Yeah, for
please,
sure.
Go ahead.
My biggest passion, it didn't start with cooking in the classroom. You know, I started by watching people eat, eating food, and, there was a lot of connection with me when it came to that,
mm-hmm.
Early in my school days, I saw how food could be plated quite well and enjoyed, and it just brings such warmth to a person. As a trained chef, I've worked in some various hotels in South Africa, but I was simply drawn to this creative side on the industry over time. I realized there was a deeper calling, creating unforgettable experiences for people who keep kosher. And kosher cuisine it's just not about the dietary law. It's about our dignity and allowing people in our community and abroad to celebrate, to travel and live fully without worrying where their next kosher meal would come from. And that's when I knew that this was going to become my speciality.
Okay, so you've built a reputation for high-end kosher experiences, in remote locations. You've just outlined where you're from, Crater of Ngorongoro, there in Tanzania. So what gap in the market, Doron, were you trying to fill when you launched Chef En Route? What was your specific focus at the time? Hi, Doron.
So, we realized in 2015 that the kosher food level needed to be up to level. So, a lot of our kosher clients and kosher travelers in general were going to lodges and they would have frozen meals in their suitcases, and that's where we wanted to come in and change that experience. The company was created to bring fine dining kosher experiences anywhere in the world, especially when it's a luxury lodge in East Africa or a private celebration in a remote location.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you didn't stop at catering now. Let's look at the founding of this culinary school. What inspired you to move into education?
So I obviously studied to be a chef. I went through the ranks of all the studies and all the exams and being a trainee chef in some of the hotels in South Africa. But, when it comes down to it, it's all about getting a proper culinary education in the culinary industry. Teaching and growing our future students is very important for South Africa. Our incredible food we have in South Africa is vitally important, especially the kosher cuisine. And our culinary school that we are going to be launching and opening, we're going to focus on the individual when it comes to our students that we will have that will come through the ranks.
Okay, so based on what you've just mentioned, prior to you opening Chef en route. Was there a shortage of trained kosher chefs in South Africa, and why was that? Well, what do you think?
So, you know, in South Africa, we don't really have a lot of kosher chefs. We have chefs that are currently in kosher establishments that understand kosher, but they're not fully kosher trained chefs. So the aim of the culinary school is to train chefs in both professional culinary skills and kosher standards. I think it's very important that when I outline the what to do in terms of not mixing meat and milk and being able to check vegetables, going through the process of the Jewish travelers.
Okay, so let's look at specific. Let's just fine tune what you've just outlined now. Training for Jewish holiday cooking. So yes, we have Purim, which will be happening very soon. Jewish holidays, of course, deeply rooted in food traditions. So, do you train students to prepare holiday specific menus like Purim Seder feasts or Pesach compliant fine dining or elevated Rosh Hashanah meals? How do you go about that? I think we've lost signal again. Oh dear, the conversation was really, really developing there. I don't know what is going on today. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Again, Craig, let's just take another break. And when we come back, let's continue this conversation with Daron. Oh yes, we seem to be having technical issues on this day, the 2nd of March. What a way to begin the third month of the year. But what's up? 0618951019. And please keep us updated as to what's going on transmission-wise and where you are listening from. And let us know your first name, so at least technicians can pinpoint where you are listening to us from. Carol says, well, sent me a message earlier on. Did Iran commit suicide by downing a USA fighter jet? Carol, from what I've gathered, the investigations are still continuing as to exactly what brought this jet down. But we will keep an eye on that as we go along. And yes, let's just see how things transpire there. Perhaps we can get some answers from my last guest of the day, who I'll be chatting to at a quarter to the hour. Daron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. Yeah, great to have you back. Okay, so I don't know if you got the gist of my last question. Jewish holidays, of course, with, as I mentioned, Purim is about to commence later on today. So do you train students to prepare holiday-specific menus like Purim Seder feasts, Pesach-compliant fine dining or elevated Rosh Hashanah meals?
You know, so once the school opens, we'll train our students. We would like to train them to be compliant in fine dining for the Jewish holidays, mm-hmm. being able to design and plan holiday menus, you know, and also our main elements will be to focus on the traditional elements in elements and dishes in everyday menus. I think it's quite important.
Okay. Well, whilst we're on the issue of Purim, perhaps maybe you can give all our listeners a bit of advice and information as to, you know, what one can really enjoy at this time and what one should avoid. I know what you want to put out there.
Well, I mean, hamantassens, those are pretty great. But I thought on the topic of the school, you know, when it comes to the students, you know, like we would go into a experience that we would have the culinary arts of creating a hummantassen,
right?
Maybe a deconstructed hummantassen, plated on a colorful plate to celebrate life and freedom, and then also maybe we can do a constructed sweet bread hummantassen that's got all mon inside. And chocolate, and all the chocolate in the world drizzled over it with a dollop of cream and
you are
a
cruel.
Sprig of mint.
You are wicked. You're really being wicked now. But please, sorry, carry on. Anything else you'd like to just put out there?
No, I just think you know, Purim's a great Jewish holiday, you know, and it's important. You know, our Jewish cuisine revolves around our Jewish everyday life revolves around food. You know, everything, the center of our Jewish tradition is food. So, you know, I think it's important for us to be grateful that we can have these sweet treats during these sometimes difficult times, but I mean, most enjoying times.
Interesting question that came out earlier on from one of our listeners, Duran. The question reads, when teaching students about Jewish holiday cuisine, how do you then balance respect for tradition with modern culinary techniques?
So, you know, we need to teach the students why food is so important to Jewish culture and kosher people in general, is to remember our traditions, and at the same time to explore the tradition in a way that we'll never forget the culture itself.
Mm. When we look at... Sorry, yes. Carry on. I thought you'd complete. I thought you'd concluded. Sorry about that.
No. But I mean, it's not just about Jewish tradition. It's about also exploring different cultures who would share the same food experience and flavor culture as we would.
And if we were to look beyond cooking skills, especially since, you know, kosher catering can be detailed and complex, so do you also teach the business side of hospitality, like menu costing, client experience, logistics, matters like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's extremely important to teach the business side of food. You know, as being a chef myself, you know, it's very important to train the future chefs to understand that it's all about the money, but also it's providing to your clients that they're getting the best value for money, obviously when they're purchasing your product, or, you know, and to also have your product to be consistent. Mm. You know, especially in the kosher catering industry, you know, it's hard to keep everyone happy, but to keep our clients happy, you know, it will be the best for them. A big thing that we will do when we teach the business side of food will be like our menu costings, our event flow and planning, operational planning, you know, and building remote kitchens where we can execute all these kosher culinary experiences for our clients.
Okay, so do you see your school now perhaps playing a role in elevating standards nationally, maybe even internationally? What are your hopes? What are your expectations and aspirations in that regard?
So I think the bigger vision for Plated Culinary School is to create a legacy so that qualified chefs in South Africa who do come through our doors will compete globally in the kosher culinary chef world. I think that's quite a big factor for us. You know, also offering our community members an escape for date nights and courses. You know, also for all the husbands out there that want to up their cooking skills, I think it's quite important. Attract a lot of talent within our community and have competitions for the general community to come and experience maybe a miss.
Sorry, Duran, are you there? Hello, Duran? Duran? Oh, dear. We seem to have cut off again. What we're going to do is, yes, okay, so Craig, what we'll do is we'll take another short break and let's try and get Duran back on for a final comment, just, you know, to where he sees really overall where kosher cuisine is going. And Craig, in the meantime, what I will do is, let's just recap on the question of the day. If you've just joined in on the conversation, welcome to the Afternoon Brief. You're on 101.9 High FM. I'm Michael McKenna. So what we do on High FM every day is we're asking one question. Sometimes it's like, perhaps it's thoughtful. Sometimes it's just plain strange. So you send us a WhatsApp or a voice note on 061-895-1019 and we'll play your answers across the day. The question of the day is, if you could delete one social convention forever, which would you choose? If you could delete one social convention forever, which would you choose? I gave my input a little earlier on. What I couldn't stand, for example, being newly married, is when are you having kids? I'm sure you were all subjected to that. And yes, it can even take it further. You've had a girl. When is the boy coming? You know, really, people, honestly, that's social convention, which people think are absolutely normal. But yeah, I guess it takes all kinds to make the world go round. What's up? 0618951019 or a voice note. If you could delete one social convention forever, which would you choose? That is the question of the day. I just want to check with Craig. Craig, do we have Duran back on the line? Okay, so, oh dear, I had the wrong mouse there for a second. Duran, are you there? Okay. I think we're going to call it a day with that chat with Duran Govoronsky, professional chef, entrepreneur, and the founder of Chef En Route. I do apologize. I don't know what is going on technically speaking, but WhatsApp 0618951019. Whatever Duran and I chatted about earlier on, don't forget, we do have the podcast. So, yes, you can still get something out of that chat I had with Duran, who is a professional chef, entrepreneur, and the founder of Chef En Route. What I'd also did was, as we were concluding the conversation, until we had technicalities, I did call up his website, chefenroute.co.za. So that's chefenroute.co.za. You can check it out. Just type that in and it'll take you to his website and find out all about Chef Duran Govoronsky's Chef En Route School.